We become agitated when the Word of God begins to mess with us. Look at the disciples when they wanted to have a seat next to Jesus. Jesus said, "What do you think you're doing?" Look at the disciples when they wanted to call down fire. They were agitated. Somebody else was getting in on their territory. Why were they agitated? Because if those other people got favored, they might get a higher seat. What business do they have doing that? I tell you what, I want the body of Christ, every single one, to be successful. Let every church have a great revival. I said since this thing started, man, let all the churches fill up. We'll take everybody that won't fit anyplace else. We just want to see the Spirit of God moving. We shouldn't get agitated over somebody else's success. Peter was just agitated that Jesus would suggest, maybe the other guys would deny you, but I never would deny you. He was agitated at that. He was agitated when Jesus was saying what Jesus was going to do, and he grabbed him and said, "You can't do that." He was agitated. Why? Because it wasn't lining up with his plans. Folks, everything isn't always going to go the way you planned. That's why the Lord has given you peace that passes understanding for you to release that power into things and have it be transformed. That's why. In this world, you'll be agitated on occasion. You'll have tribulation. You'll have troubles. But God's peace can overwhelm that, can overcome that. And we can be free from that. We can take what's on that table and we can remove the agitation just that quickly. We really can. And as soon as the agitation is gone, guess what? Our minds are free then to flow in the way that the Word of God says that we can flow. And as soon as we begin then, you see, because when you're agitated, it's very difficult to speak the Word of God into something, isn't it? Because when you know that you're not acting godly, how can you use the Word of God? Because anytime you start applying the Word of God to something, guess what's going to happen? It's going to start to speak to you. So the sooner you allow the Word of God, the peace of God, the ways of God, to remove your agitation, the sooner then you can speak the right things into it. And the sooner you speak the Word into it, God watches over the Word to perform it. Right? Just try it sometime. Try it sometime when you are sincerely agitated. Just start speaking the Word of God. And find out that one of two things has to quit. Either the Word of God has to quit, or the agitation has to quit. And once the agitation is gone, see how quickly the peace of God, the Word of God, the ways of God move in and take over the circumstance. And things begin to change instantly. Because things begin to instantly line up with what God had planned in the first place. He's giving us these tools so we can overcome those things that rob us. What was the first thing that Jesus said when he appeared to the disciples? He said, "Peace be with you." That peace was going to settle everything they were going through. And I want to tell you something. After they saw him crucified, they were going through some things. And even after they heard he rose from the dead, they were going through some things. I was thinking this morning, I was thinking, okay, what would I do if I'm standing up here preaching and my dad walks through the door?
You get louder. Start shouting.
Well, you want to know, to be honest, a person, the first thought would be, "Boy, he looks just like my dad."
Yeah.
I've seen people in different places before that I could see in their walk, it almost looked like my dad. I'm like, "Oh, that's dad." Obviously, it couldn't be dad. But if my dad walked through and he said, "Peace, son, it's me," I'm going, "What have you been doing for the last 14 years? 15 years. 15. It was just 15 years. Amazing. But you know, I mean, Jesus stepped in. "What, boys, peace? Everybody, peace?" Peace be with you. If God's peace, if we will allow God's peace to work in our lives, if we will be determined to seek peace and pursue it, if we will allow the freedom from agitating passion, from the things that agitate us, and from being agitating, sometimes we're agitating, sometimes we're being agitating, and we know we're being agitating. Don't we? We just can't help ourselves because we figure that the one that we're agitating deserves it because they've agitated us. And, you know, who can agitate the most? We need to learn how to wash on the gentle cycle. As little agitation as possible. And I think that we can. I believe that we can. I know that we can because the Bible says that we can be free from that. And so, my prayer for you, my prayer for me,